Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. As we've been doing lately, every other week we like to hear the voices of some of the women as guests at our Women and Children's Center in Tecumseh. So, good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, thank you. We have quite a group here. So, it is the season. We're just kind of coming out of Thanksgiving, and you know that's always a nice annual holiday to kind of remind us of that which we may be grateful for. Lord knows 2020 has been pretty challenging for everyone, as I'm sure our listening audience is not exempt from that. But, you know, sometimes we have to be real diligent and intentional and focus on what is it we're grateful for, right? And I think Thanksgiving, you know, has given us that opportunity. So we'd like to share with our listening audience some of those things that the women here at our Women and Children's Center are grateful for. And the scripture we selected comes from Paul's writing to his people in Philippi. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. So could I have someone read that for us?
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be... extended to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God without transcendence all understanding will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, what a powerful scripture. If only it was that easy. Right? Anytime a situation comes up, all you know, rejoice, be glad. You know, this is a real stressful day. You know, you ever have one of those days and it just feels like that day just keeps punching and punching. And by the time, you know, you just can't wait till you get home or something. I want the day to be over. Here Paul saying, rejoice in that. You know, offering us two spiritual disciplines. Prayer, you know, is one of those. Being patient would be another one. That's tough stuff. But with it comes a certain promise that there's a peace, right, in both our hearts and our minds. That's a real encouraging scripture. And I'm probably as guilty as anybody else, including our listening audience, that, boy, sometimes that day punches so hard and so frequently that we need these gentle reminders of scripture such as this. So what I'd like for us to do is, well, let's go around and just everybody share just a thing or two that you're grateful for, or maybe recently you've had a day where you just, it was one of those days that just kept on punching. And, you know, maybe it's full of some stress and some anxieties, but things came through. And by the end of the day, I don't know, whatever you have. So anyone would like to go first? Yeah.
I'm thankful for this place, for helping me out, for getting me back on my feet and helping me stay strong through the holiday season without family.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this a long time with Neighbors of Hope, and I tell people we really strive, and I hope your experiences here are the level of quality that one recognizes, and two, elevates your dignity. What I mean by that is, you know, whether it be if you had any holidays here, you know, recently Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming up, New Year's, all those. We really strive to make those as traditional as possible, right? Because I think all the holidays are haunting the reminders of where you're not. And so I just want you to know, we're mindful that there's a lot of pain that accompanies that. All right? And I hope you also find during this holiday season, while you're here at the center, that you're not the only one in pain. Right? And when we're kind of going through our moments of suffering, it helps when we can share that. Right? And hopefully, if you haven't found out thus far, hopefully you will. I thank our team over here with Cass and her assistants that they're pretty powerful in that comprehension, as well as sharing a spirit of solidarity with you. All right. But thank you. Anybody else?
I'm grateful for the way the Lord reminds me of His love for me.
You have an example of how He may do that?
One example is for me being here.
Mm. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I mean, as executive director, I'm sure the staff over here does well. I've often said we want Neighbors of Hope to make visible and tangible the love and radical hospitality of Christ Jesus. Right? That's our job. Right? We should be modeling that. We should be living that out. It should ought to be Christ in action so that you experience that. All right? So thank you very much for that compliment. Yeah. Anybody
welcome.
Else? Yeah.
I'm thankful for my son and, you know, traditional things like friends and family, but I've had a cruddy day today and yesterday, and most of it is because choices that I have made personally and the consequences of those choices are backfiring on me. So at the end of the day, after contemplating that and having a conversation with people in authority, which is not always my favorite thing to do, I'm especially thankful for God's grace today.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. I mean, and so isn't really the beauty in that is the gentle reminder that God's grace is there, because if we don't really get those interventions, so to speak, I mean, I'm just as guilty as anybody else, right? When things are going well, God's grace may go by the wayside. You just don't think about it as much. And so then we get these little gentle reminders. They may not feel so gentle, right? But I like the way you said it, you know, in retrospect and contemplation, which is really what contemplation is, right? It's to think about, consider, you know, God's presence, even in the midst of all the punches of the day, right? And, grace, where would any of us be without it?
Dad.
Right? I mean, just talk about something being grateful for. And so that's powerful. Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah.
I'm grateful for my family and being able to be with my kids and see them and be with family throughout the holidays, as well as these wonderful ladies here as new coming and new beings in my life.
Well, hopefully you're making some familial relationships here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, my experience over all the years with Neighbors of Hope, one of the best compliments we tend to get is, it's like my second family.
It is.
All right? And stop and think about it. It's not, sure, we break bread together, right? And occasionally, I'm sure it happens here. Well, probably not. I'm sure all you women are angels, right? But I know my 14 years experience with men. Okay. Your typical family, right? I mean, brothers and sisters, you know, brothers will argue with each other. I mean, I know you don't have that over here, but that's why when I said this is kind of like a haunting reminder of where we're not, and when we're separated from people who we know care about us, love us, it's painful. And hopefully tonight's scripture that we read this morning can give you some ease, some peace, that Paul, when we start thinking about little things that we're grateful for, all of a sudden our heart and the anxiety and stuff really starts melting away. And that's kind of what Paul's saying. We find this peace in our hearts and our minds. Right? Not that the challenges have really gone away, but I'm better in the midst of it. So thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm grateful for this place, the girls here, to have, I guess, the second chance to be able to fix my life and actually do what is actually best for me instead of doing what's best for other people.
Good for you. Meaning. Don't you hate that, though? Meaning sometimes, right? Isn't this how life goes? That there comes a point to where we're just kind of confronted with, you know what? You know, someone was saying earlier that, you know, the consequences of my decisions, right? And finally, I'm trying. And there comes this point, which I think is crucial in our spiritual journey, to where I realize, you know what? I can't do it alone. I just can't. And when we come to that realization, then all of a sudden we find gratitude and thankfulness that God says, I never wanted you to do it alone. Here's some folks that can help you. Right? And I've always said God's primary agenda is community. That human beings are created to be relational. Right? And I know in some of our other studies, when we look at soul care, when we talk about our relationships, right? That's part of who we are, is our soul. We need to be in relations. But that's what I mean. Sometimes, doesn't that... I just think of all the times, kind of reminded, like, oh, gosh, I still don't have this all together. And get used to it. It's a lifelong journey.
Oh, no.
Right? When you think you've got it, we get these gentle reminders. And that's what we call growth. That's how we grow. So, good. Good. Anyone else?
I would like to say I'm just thankful that for the girls that are here, the women actually here, I should say, they are working very hard to meet their goals, and I'm thankful that they are meeting their goals, and they're all striving to work, and they're all following the rules of COVID and keeping everybody safe in the building. So we're all following the rules here. They're all wearing masks like they're supposed to, and we're taking care of things like we should, and I'm thankful that we're all healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, health is critical. Anybody else? Any closing thoughts?
Yeah. I just want to say that I hope like everybody is thankful for this place, because if we didn't have this place, we would have nowhere else to go. And the people here are very, very caring and understanding. And I think I've made so many friends as I meet and understand their story. And I'm just thankful to have the people I do in my life.
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
So, in a special this day, honestly, I feel sentimental because I miss my family.
Mm.
And when this area go visit your family, I'm doing your pain, so I feel sensitive now, but it's for this village. But I'm so happy to stay here. Sometimes happens a little different, but and try how is this thing with your family. Sometimes happens too, you not have very nice talk or conversation with your family, but this is my family.
It's still family.
So,
yeah, still family.
That's it.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Yeah, it's look at we're not part of the superhero Avenger team. All right, we're broken, myself included. Right, the team here at the Women and Children's Center. We're human beings, which means we have brokenness. And really the theology we try to promote here is a theology of brokenness. And the beautiful thing I would encourage you to look for, we may talk about our friendships and our relationships here at the center, and then we have those who love us who aren't around. And maybe they didn't love us real well, but they're still our family.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to get to a point to say, no matter what other human being I look at, the best that they can do, the absolute best they can do is be a reflection of God's love.
Right.
So I really need to strive to find God's love as the primary. Because then it enables me to, one, forgive those family members who maybe not love me the way they really should, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as forgive myself and all those other type of things. But yes, yes. Well, I hope this was beneficial as we just kind of verbalize some of the things that we're grateful for. And I'm sure the list is more extensive than what time permits on this edition of Word Made Flesh. So, ladies, thank you very much. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our women's and children's ministry center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves food pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a neighbor of hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.